This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Question for you today, again, are you carrying excess baggage? Not talking about the physical baggage, of course, that you're packing to go on holiday. We're talking about things that, like emotional baggage or spiritual baggage. And so if we don't look at these things, I don't think we've got much hope of addressing them. Dealing with baggage is to confess to yourself and to God that you do have issues that must be dealt with. And why not include others in the healing and the grieving process? So seek from others the care and the healing that you need. And of course, this happens when you honestly open up how you feel to others. You can, obviously, you can't talk to everyone, but you can find someone that you can trust, someone that can be objective and even pray for you and encourage you. And that really opens the door for some healing and support that you need. So God's process of healing our pain or the hurt involves grieving. It was Solomon from the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 7, who said, "Sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart." Interesting, isn't it? "Don't feel ashamed if tears flow." In fact, the scriptures say in Romans 12:15, "Weep with those who weep." There's nothing wrong with that. Your tears and the compassionate tears of people who love you will actually help you let go of that baggage. And so often the pain that we drag around is the failure from the past. I think I really mucked it up. Somewhere in my past, I just didn't handle it. I need to be free of the guilt and the shame of mistakes that I made. And once you know that you've been forgiven and God has forgiven you, then you can, of course, tackle life in its fullness, I guess, that's coming. So God's love and forgiveness is there. He promises to completely forgive you. The Bible says, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." That's Psalm 103, 11 and 12. So if you feel badly this morning about something you've done in the past, ask God to take it away. Confess it, talk to him about it, and give yourself a chance to have another go. Because your failures and mistakes may have alienated you, not only from God, but from other people. The things that you might have said or the damaging actions could have made you a few enemies. So it's God's way. And some of that baggage is the result of being hurt by other people. You might, for example, be the victim of your parents' lack of love or acceptance, or your partner has betrayed you, or someone has dishonored you or lied about you. So if you're going to leave the baggage behind, you've got to forgive those people. Take your cue from God. God has forgiven the sin of the world. He sent Jesus to be our Savior. So this forgiveness doesn't mean that you deny that someone's hurt you, or it doesn't mean that you trust that person again. But forgiveness is all about resolving the past. It's cleaning up what already happened. So why not look at yourself realistically? You might have learned some dysfunctional patterns about life. If you've got trouble with people coming close to you, examine that. If you don't like conflict, all these sort of issues, examine what is actually happening and ask God to show you and see yourself through new eyes. We see ourselves through the people who love us and sometimes through the eyes of those who don't love us. And so I'm talking about our self-concept. We tend actually to look at ourselves through the eyes of others who are important. So how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as someone who is valuable? Take a look at yourself through God's eyes. God loves you. And this could be the new you because, as I said, the psalmist said, "How far has the Lord taken our sins from us, from the east to the west?" So what are those feelings that you might be carrying around? How much anger do you have? Do you have a bag, for example, of loneliness? Do you find yourself carrying other people's bags? Look, there are all sorts of things here. I just pray that God will help you. Lord, we do, each of us, need this help in letting go of some of the excess baggage of the past. Lord, be our friend, be our Saviour today, and bring healing where that is needed. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.